Okay, getting a new sweep here.
And I also see a severe thunderstorm warning for that area of Mahaska County as well. So they're getting plummeted down there as well.
I think we will gladly take the severe thunderstorm warnings, but we're right now keeping a close eye on this tornado warning until 4:45. Ken Hughey, news director, joining us in the studio. Ken, you just recently got in here. What are you seeing outside?
Just
right now?
About 15 seconds ago, and the sirens are being sounded in downtown Marshalltown, or at least on the north end of Marshalltown right now. Whew, a little out of breath.
Yeah, as we get to run in here, this has been an ongoing storm for sure.
The storm seems to be generally north of the downtown area, which is what I've been hearing you say
right
on there.
Okay, come over here. Okay, there's something.
I'm sorry. What do we got here?
What do we got?
Law enforcement just called 911.
Lower that.
There is a law enforcement confirmed tornado on the ground on Summit Street headed for Marshalltown.
Summit Street, okay. Did they say
in
within the city limits, just west of city limits?
Not yet.
Okay.
That is out by the Iowa Veterans Home.
That's out by the Iowa Veterans Home. It could be going out there towards the Albion area coming this way, but they did see one there.
Update from the National Weather Service here. So we got that tornado warning until 4:45 for northeastern Marshall County. 4:31, that is that confirmed tornado located near Marshalltown, moving east at 30 miles per hour. So we have law enforcement confirmed tornado that we heard near Summit Street, which now we're not sure exactly
where
the Iowa
Summit.
Veterans Home sits on Summit, but Summit stretches way out to the west side of town there.
Out towards the tower for KFJB out in that area and out towards the old 330.
So we just want to keep everyone really up to date with this. And if you're just tuning in, this is a confirmed tornado that we're talking about just on the northwest side of Marshalltown.
I'd say on the northwest side, but it's kind of moving apparently west to east.
We'll get an update here from Ray Miller, meteorologist. Let's pull him up and say hi to him.
Hello, Ray.
Todd?
Nope. I don't know. Yeah. Is this Ray Miller?
No, this is a caller. I just passed the vet's home, and the tornado is in the veteran's home property.
Okay. Thank you for the call
on
that.
You.
We
thank
don't
you
have.
So much.
We're going to try
so
and
much.
Seek confirmation
right,
on that.
So
the
much.
Caller said that we possibly do have the tornado in the veteran's home, so we're going to keep a very close eye on that.
Street coming this way.
Okay, that
there's
we
a tornado
all
coming
right,
this way.
Second.
Everyone, we
all
need
right.
everybody
no,
to settle down
on.
For
right.
a second.
Okay.
So we do have confirmation. We have this tornado, which is just east of the station. If for some reason we do go off the air, that could be why right now. So we do have confirmed tornado, which is just to the west of the radio station right now, and it is moving this way.
Okay, and again, the big thing for everybody, if you're around the downtown Marshalltown area, you're on the northern side of Marshalltown, take shelter.
Please.
You know, we talk all the time about being prepared for a situation such as this. And, you know, the tornado or whatever it is going to do what it's going to do. You have to do what you're going to do in order to keep you and your loved ones safe. So stay away from the exterior. Stay away from glass. If you've got a lower level, go to the lower level. You know, gather everybody up. You know, it's going to seem like an eternity while we're going through this thing, but it's only going to happen for a short while. So take that time and protect yourself and, you know, protect yourself. Don't worry about the belongings.
Yeah, don't worry about that. So we're going to try and stay on the air here. Again, we've got a lot of nervous people, not only just out there listening, but obviously in this building right now, too.
In the office right here, right now.
We just want to remind everybody to stay calm, to stay in the lower level of the basement, no matter where you're at. Stay away from windows, like Ken was saying. We're going to keep a close eye on this storm. We'll worry about updates later as to what's going on with damage. Our main concern right now is to make sure that people here in Marshalltown are remaining safe and are make sure that they are staying informed, or we're going to do our absolute best to make sure that we can keep you informed as we go throughout these tornado warnings here in Iowa. Just got we got staff out here, so we just want to get some updates from them. We do have lights flickering just a little bit in the studio. So Ken, you got an update on anything?
Well, just we've been told that, you know, among the many activities going on right now is the Tama County Fair in Gladbrook. And while these warnings do not affect Tama County right now, there is a tornado watch out affecting Tama County, and they are asking folks around the Tama County Fair to seek shelter. And if you're with us, we're having flickering lights here in the Kix 101 KFJB studios. And so, you know, again, take cover.
Take
they've
shelter.
They've been tracking this storm, so obviously it's got some staying power with it, because they've been staying with us now for quite a while over the last hour or so.
Yeah, we're doing our best. We do have lights in and out now. Our battery backup's going to keep us on the air as long as it can.
Alrighty.
Our generator will do the same. So you should be still hearing our voices, but we're actually sitting in the dark right now here at the studio. So we are going to stay on as long as we can. And if for some reason you do lose the signal on your radio, we will still be able to stream once we get our generators fired up. You can stream us on kixweb.com, and you can also stream us on 1230 KFJB. So we got to make sure that we keep everybody calm. We got to make sure that we let everybody know and pass this information along to you. We do have a tornado warning that's in effect until 4:45. We do have confirmed tornado on the ground, and it was last seen just two blocks to the west of
apparently one of our staff just informed me that it's almost right above Main Street here, 123 West Main Street. And again, this is moving to the east, according to the National Weather Service. That has been the history of this storm so far.
I can feel the pressure in my ears. I don't know if you can feel that, Ken.
Yeah, I can a little bit. Even with my hearing aids in, which kind of ironic at that point. But again, take shelter. Eastern side of Marshalltown, again, you know, northeast, it's coming that way if that's the way the storm is coming. And again, the tornado warning is remaining in effect. Supposed to be in effect until 4:45. We will see what the National Weather Service has to say about this as we go along. I would advise you with this storm right now, limit your phone calls on your cell phone.
Yeah, we want mobile, or we want a law enforcement to have the opportunity if there is a cell phone, and obviously that's where a lot of the calls are going to be coming from. We want to make sure that cell phone is open for law enforcement to do their job.
Text messages are better. If you're trying to check on somebody, hopefully text messages will be better.
We're going to keep an update here as long as we can to make sure that we're still on the air. Like I said, we've lost power here at the studios, but we do want to try and stay on as long as we can in case there are other listeners who are listening. We do have generator capabilities, but we're nowhere near the point where we can get those on the air, get them fired up and on the air at this point, not until these storms roll through. So we have confirmed tornadoes in Marshalltown. This is Todd Collins along with Ken Hughey, Doris Day in the studios, doing our best to keep everyone updated with the tornado warning that has, again, we're not even worried now about the time of this anymore. Now we're just worried about safety in the area. And, of course, we want to make sure that everyone is safe, that law enforcement has the opportunity to do their job. When this has passed through, we want to make sure that everyone stays off the streets. If you are capable, we want to make sure that law enforcement has opportunities to get through where they need to get through, whether it be streets or whether it be neighborhoods, so they can get through and take care of any emergencies that they do need to take care of.
East of the downtown, please take cover. It looks like this main storm has passed us by. Again, we're at 123 West Main Street. We do have some window damage to the back entrance of the U.S. Bank building. The wind is still pretty steep coming out of the west. So, but there is some clearing out to the northwest as I looked out in that direction.
So we do have some damage.
East of the downtown area of Marshalltown, take cover, stay calm, you know, take care of yourself and your loved ones, your pets and all of that, and just let's see what happens with this one, because it's continuing to move to the east if my unmeteorological observation is accurate at all. So
yeah, I just got an update here from Sheriff Steve Hoffman, and this is at 4:28, so I just got a chance to look for this. Deputy observed a tornado on the ground near 190.